Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio, 99 The Game and 99thegame.com. Sam and Greg with you into our second hour on this Sunday, Thanksgiving weekend. And Greg, the sound in the background.
Yes, thank you, because I was wondering who that was.
The marching force from Hampton University, who was strutting in New York at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on Thursday.
Okay.
Your pops would have been real proud.
Yes, he would have.
You know what I mean?
Thank you for playing that one. Thank you for playing that one.
Yeah, appreciate man. You're a Hampton legacy. Both your parents
I wonder if he was watching. In front of the TV.
Yeah. You know what? I wish I had known that you could have let the folks know in Florida to make sure and have the television on so he could have seen the band from his alma mater.
Daryl Mason. I didn't even know. Were they early? Were they late? Was it about the middle?
I'm not even sure. I just saw on YouTube. I said, whoa, Hampton was in. Because they have a great tradition of inviting HBCU bands to be a part of that parade.
Right.
And for Hampton to get to go, I think, is truly, truly special. And I'm sending you the video. Because the dancing girls out of front were moving real fast. They wanted to stay warm. It was cold up there.
They need them boots. They didn't go get themselves some nice boots.
There was no snow. There was no snow. It was just New York.
Cold.
It was cold and brisk. And you're walking in between them big, tall buildings.
You're
marching. You know what I mean? But they were there, and they represented Hampton University. So, I thought you would enjoy hearing.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because you said something that not a lot of people understand as to why the big cities tend to be colder than farther outside of the city.
Yeah.
It was always colder outside of downtown Chicago, but it was absolutely windier downtown. It was that wind whipping between them buildings.
Yeah,
and
man.
Not having anywhere to go. And that's, that's where back in Don Cornelius came up. The Hawk is taking names.
Yeah.
It come flying between them buildings and just bite you.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do, man. I want to get you down there between the Sears.
Why?
Between the Hancock building.
I can get that downtown here.
And right there on Michigan Avenue.
We got some big old buildings downtown. Go walk in between. You turn a certain corner, like, whoop. Walk backwards.
Walk you down Chestnut over to Rush Street there and go by what used to be Ditka's. That place is closed now, too, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. The downtown one is.
Wow.
That joint used to trip in there and fall over. Just one sports name after another. People who worked in this business. Oh, yeah, that was a place to hang out. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Well, listen, man, I'm going to let you take it from here. I was looking at that guy's name, and I couldn't come up with it. I was talking about the Grambling Southern matchup and Isaiah Walker.
Okay. Yeah,
19 rushes, 168 yards.
That's a fantastic way for them to end the season, although with the Bayou Classic being back in New Orleans where it normally is. But Grambling's got something else to do. They got to get a new coach. And we're going to get into that, because one HBCU has found a new coach with a name very familiar with folks who follow Grambling. But let me get to the high school stuff first. Let me get the high school stuff first. Your high school scoreboard show, abbreviated version this week, will be again as we get to the semifinal round. We're a week away from the championship round of the state playoffs. There you go. Our matchups in Class 7A for the semifinals this week, Milton and Walton. They got a Cobb County school hanging in there. And Grayson against Collins Hill. Collins Hill went down to Lowndes and just ran them folks off their own field down there at Lowndes. So 49-7 was the final score in that one. So that's the matchup they got. Grayson, that's a rematch of the state championship game last year that Grayson won. In Class 6A, you have Decula against Langston Hughes, and you got Carrollton against Buford. So that's going to be big when those two teams meet to decide who moves on to play for the championship. Class 5A got Creekside taking on Warner Robins. That should be a good game. Both of these games should be really good ball games. And Blessed Trinity, a team that kind of caught fire late in the season, and they're on a roll right now. They beat, you know, they beat Villarica. They had beaten Woodward Academy, and now they got Calhoun coming up. Calhoun beat Clark Central last week. That's your 4A. In your 4A class, your semifinal matchup would be Carver Columbus against Cedartown. Benedictine beat Marist, the defending state champion. They will take on North Oconee in the other semifinal. 3A classification, Cedar Grove is there again this year, representing DeKalb County. They're going to be taking on Appling County and Carver Atlanta. Representative from Atlanta Public Schools taking on Pierce County. Those are your two semifinals in the 3A. 2A finals, Swainsboro, Fitzgerald, Callaway, and Thomasville. Class 1A public, Irwin County, Wilcox County, Metter, and Brooks County. Look like we're on the way for Brooks and Irwin to meet in that final. And in single A private, we got Elka, Eagles Landing Christian against Trinity Christian, Fellowship Christian against Prince Avenue. They won it all last year. Those are your matchups of the state semifinals that are coming up later on this week for high school football. Now, college football.
Hey, can I ask you a question though, before you get to college?
Go ahead.
You mentioned yesterday, might have been Friday when we were on. I keep thinking yesterday was Friday. Collins Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Did I hear you right? You say you speculate or others feel like they're the best team in the state?
They're the number one team in the state, and I think they're ranked in some national polls as being as high as number 5.
Whew. Okay.
So they.
I mean, I just don't remember that being one of those names, one of those schools that you have over the years when we've done.
They made it to the finals last year. They were in the final game against Grayson. Now Grayson, we hear about all the time.
Right. That's the one I was going to say.
You know, and they've lost several games this year, so they kind of like people are like, well, what's wrong with them? Well, you know, they a young team. You reload. You don't have the same people every year, so people do graduate and move on.
Some
folks do graduate and do move on, you know. But Collins Hill has been strong. Last year they got it going, and this year it's just stepped up and intensified. They got talent all over the field and great offensive talent, but also, you know, on the defensive side as well, as you see, they limit Lowndes to just 7 points. So they seem to have the total package, but we'll see. They got to win two more games. They got to get to week 15. And then see how they do. Now, college football, let's see. We start with Georgia State. 37-10 winners over Troy. They're now 7-5, and they will wait to see what their bowl game assignment will be. There are a lot of predictions, a lot of colleges.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple places you thought they might end up.
You know, one has them in the Camellia Bowl. That's down in Montgomery, Alabama. You know, but there are other bowl games they could end up in. I like the Myrtle Beach one, actually.
I was about to say, which one would you prefer them to go to?
Myrtle Beach. There's one in Boca Raton, but I think that one's probably going to get maybe App State or somebody to go in that one, one of the teams in the top half of the division of the conference to go down there. They went to Mobile last year to play that game, Lending Tree. I don't know if they would go back to the same one. But there are a number of bowl games that are attached to, you know, Sun Belt Conference. And right now, only 4 teams from the conference have won the required 6 games to be in a bowl, to be bowl eligible. So, you know, we'll see what those bowl games are. We really won't know until next Saturday for sure once all the other conference championship games.
I want Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach. Can we lobby for that one?
I want that one over. I won't even go to Florida no more. I'm done with Florida. You know how I feel about Florida.
Yeah.
And I've never been to Myrtle Beach before.
It'll be the first time playing that bowl game, so I think it would be a lot of fun, but we'll see where they end up getting assigned. Georgia Southern is not going bowling. Matter of fact, they got a new coach that are coming in for next season. They've already hired. They lost to Appalachian State to end the season 27-3. Kennesaw State is moving on in the FCS playoffs. They were winners over Davidson yesterday, 48-21. I think they get East Tennessee State next round. So congratulations to the Owls. The Owls are winners, and they move on to next round.
You've been doing impressions lately that's cracking me up. That's why. You've been doing, you know, you get the cowbell. It's like you're opening act in Vegas or something. You got a cowbell, you got impressions, you're doing moves, and you're developing 8 minutes.
See,
you got about 8 minutes of an act. You're good to open up for a lot of famous people.
Open up, folks. Well, Well, that's the fun part. The part that's not so much fun is talking about the alma mater. And my goodness.
Whoa, what happened?
Wow. Went down to Valdosta State for the second round of the Division II playoffs, and the final score, Valdosta State 66, West Georgia 35.
Ain't that Probst's old place?
No, well, he's down there, but he's at the high school. This is
okay. Valdosta State. I'm just saying, State. He's just being in the area.
Well, I don't know where he is right now.
Make stuff come out of your faucets and stuff.
I'm not sure if he's in Alabama, if he's down there, where he is. But
well, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry.
The season ends at 9-3, and
he got his hand over his heart, folks.
Nationally, yeah, because that's just wrong. That's just wrong.
All of a sudden, it's The Price is Right.
You know what's up with that? Really, right? What's up? Yeah, where's Bob Barker?
He didn't win the grand prize.
No, right? Didn't win the grand prize. We got some HBCU notes. We mentioned some HBCU notes,
yes.
And we got some things that happened. And you mentioned Grambling winning 29-26 in the Bayou Classic back in New Orleans, back in the Superdome. And Grambling gets to win that one. Both them and Southern will finish the season at 4-7. Florida A&M got a spot in the FCS playoffs. They played Southeast Louisiana. They lost that game 38-14. Nice season for Florida A&M at 9-3. The surprise is, and we hope to get together with John Grant to talk about Celebration Bowl next week. We will know who the teams are they're playing. Prairie View has to play Jackson State next week in the SWAC championship game. A not-so-funny thing happened to Prairie View on the way to the SWAC championship game. They lost to Mississippi Valley yesterday. Mississippi Valley, you know, has been at the bottom rung of the SWAC for a number of years. And yesterday, I don't know if they brought Jerry Rice back out there and suited him back up or whatever, but they beat Prairie View 24-19. They finished the season 4-7. They really are changing. They really are turning some things around out and out at the Valley in wonderful Itabena, Mississippi. But Prairie View has Jackson State coming up next, and that leads me into the other story that I have. For Jackson State, Deion Sanders is a finalist for the Eddie Robinson Award. That's for the FCS Coach of the Year, which is pretty remarkable,
wow,
considering his first year to have that. And as I mentioned, Eddie Robinson, that is the name of the new coach that was named at Alabama State this week, Eddie Robinson Jr. But he is not related to that Eddie Robinson.
Really?
And he's from Louisiana.
Yeah, but that's one of those names it's a common name. I can understand that.
But his Eddie Robinson Jr. played his college football at Alabama State, played professionally in the National Football League for a number of years, loves his school, but has never been a part of any type of football coaching staff at any level, and he has been brought in as the head coach of this team. Now, obviously
– what does that say?
That means they're going to do what Tennessee State did for Eddie George. They're going to get some really good assistance. They better – be ready to spend some money and bring some really good assistants to put around this man and let him be CEO/coach.
There you go.
Because that's what it's going to take. And it can work. It's working at Tennessee State. They're turning things around. If you get some you know, respectable names in as assistant coaches. So you're anxious to see what happens. But he played his football there, and he's excited. He's retired after playing. He lived here in the Metro Atlanta area for some time. But he's going to be in, and maybe if that's so, he'll be recruiting this area. But Eddie Robinson Jr. Is the new head football coach at Alabama State in Montgomery, Alabama. So we'll see what happens with that. Just some news and notes. HBCU, like I said, next Sunday morning we'll be hearing from John Grant about who the matchup is for the Celebration Bowl. We know that South Carolina State will be the team representing the Mideastern Athletic Conference. We just have to find out if it will be Jackson State or Prairie View, and that means they will have to open up the upper deck, have people sitting on the roof if Jackson State comes to play here in that ball game.
Right.
They will, you know.
I had a conversation with somebody. Yeah. Actually, I've had two conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the second time I had the conversation, I shook my head because I thought, okay, this is going to continue. And this is just, it's a perspective from people who just grew up in different areas. I'll leave it at that. So I'm telling you, I'm telling this guy how much I enjoy. I love the new Nick Saban, Dion, Affleck commercial.
Oh, very much.
All right. And it was then said to me, well, why has Dion got to have, why is he always promoting himself with a band behind him? And what's with the band? And so then I told them where Dion works now. And I said, that's an extension of that's part of the whole HBCU experience. It ain't about Dion. It's where Dion works, and he's bringing that environment with him in this commercial because he can, because he's Dion.
Yeah.
Right? Well, while there's as many people who get that, I'm being surprised at the amount of people who didn't get that. And they thought it was about Deion being self-serving.
Yeah.
And missing the point. So it was, like I said, as you were talking about that.
Well, it's raising awareness.
Yes, it is. Because you got to have the conversation, right, at some point.
The whole thing with Deion Sanders and Eddie George is making people look and people see what's been, you know, was part of the HBCU football experience. But you want to put that emphasis on your emphasis on the band and the socializing and tailgate. You want to have it big on the field as well.
And absolutely.
And that's what
he's doing that too.
Absolutely.
So that was the whole thing about Deion. He brought you the show on both before and after the games. So as long as you continue to do that, you know, it was fine. Listen, going to give you a shot at some jobs coming up later on in this hour. Let you know there are some specific needs in the industry. I will tell you about that later on, but man, we have missed this dude. D. Orlando Ledbetter going to join us next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know, it's still a work in progress, really, in all three phases. We want to get to the point where, you know, we're the most physical, smartest team on the field. And, you know, at times we've shown flashes in certain situations, and other times we have.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And Sam and Greg, that was Falcons head coach Arthur Smith talking about establishing an identity, if you will, for this team, Sam. As we welcome our guest in, D. Orlando Ledbetter, who, first of all, we miss. We ain't talked to him in a minute, and hope that he had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. D. Led, good morning.
Yeah, Greg, thanks for having me. Yeah, had a great Thanksgiving. Great, great. Getting ready to head down to Jacksonville for this game today.
Oh, man. So where do we start with him,
well,
Sam?
I want to start, first of all, did the Michigan game mess up your holiday a little bit? I know you're a big Ohio State dude, and you're from Ohio.
No, I'm good. UC Bearcats won. I have a degree from there, so I'm good.
So he's good with that.
Are they going to let Cincinnati in, or are they going to find a way to stonewall them?
No, it's not a let. They earn their way in. So, you know, they're in the Big 12 now. They can get that Power 5 stuff out of here.
There we go.
10 games into this season. For me, it's kind of head-scratching that Arthur Smith, if you heard the sound a minute ago, D-Led, is trying to establish. I would think you'd try to establish an identity in game one, but after game 10, to try to start doing that. We don't know what this the identity of this team is right now, but were you a little surprised that these guys are – it just seems like they just can't get traction this season in a number of different areas?
Yeah, you know, that it goes to the talent, Greg. You know, when you have this up-and-down play, you're playing good for a little stretch, then you go up against some good teams and get body slammed. It goes directly to your personnel, who's available, who's not available. And, you know, everybody knows it's not a very talented roster right now. So, and the line, they knew the line was a problem before they took the job. So, you know, the fact that they're not blocking very well or not protecting the quarterback very well, you know, should be no surprise to anybody. Defensively, they are putting a little bit better play on the field. And, you know, they got some guys developing on that side of the ball. But, you know, I was expecting this up and down play. And if they somehow evened it out, it would have been a surprise.
You know, D-Led, you said one of the things, that, at least from my uneducated eyes, but just being a fan, I've been scratching my head about with Matt Ryan for the longest time. If you talk about going into the season knowing there was an issue with the offensive line, wouldn't it be incumbent upon him to make sure that 3 seconds at most, you know, it should be two and a half, but 3 seconds at most, he shouldn't be holding on to that ball and get rid of it. Throw guys open. You can talk about the talent that we got, but at least give them a chance to make some catches instead of getting sitting back there like a Cigar Storini and getting knocked out, it seems, time after time after time.
Well, yeah, Greg, they did that for 8 games, and, you know, they were 4-4. But teams started watching film and jumping them routes. So now they got 8 games of film on it, and he's got to hold it a little longer, and the line can't hold up. So that's my take on that, because you saw him throwing it quick. It was like 1-2 throw, 1-2 throw. And, you know, even on the deep ball to Cordarrelle against the Saints, they put him back 5 yards in the shotgun. He took 2 steps and launched it and was getting hit. So, you know, they know that, you know, they got limited time back there, and they've been able to craft it, you know, early on. But now people are jumping them routes. And he's got to change up the route combinations, you know, to get the people back open again. So that's where they're at. That's why that's not on Matt Ryan. That's on film study and the other teams, you know, doing their homework.
Yeah. Videotape, man. Videotape is an equalizer. And just about it will in every sport it is. Folks, we're spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with D. Orlando Ledbetter. He is social. You can follow him on Twitter at D. Orlando AJC, at D. Orlando AJC. All right, D. Led, what do you make of this? Do you call this an experiment or whatever they're doing in Jacksonville with Urban Meyer coming back to coach at the NFL level? And is he looking over his shoulder at some of these jobs that are opening in college football? What do you expect from this crew today, Jacksonville?
Well, you know, they kind of smooth things out, Sam. He's surrounded himself with the coordinators who have NFL experience. And hopefully he's listening to them, because he's not playing Purdue every week anymore. Joe Cullen's on the defensive side of the ball. They got Brian Schottenheimer and Daryl Bevel, two offensive coordinators, trying to fit things for Trevor. And, you know, so far that hasn't been working out too well. So they've been looking at some of the RPOs and the stuff he did at Clemson, and trying to incorporate that into a pro-style attack. But, you know, with that, you know, Schottenheimer and Bevel have been with Russell Wilson in Seattle. So that's what they're trying to do, is kind of have a move quarterback. But with that, you know, comes the hit. So, you know, they got to balance how much RPOs and running stuff they want to do with Trevor without, you know, the hits and so forth. So, They're in a bad spot offensively, kind of like the Falcons. Both teams are trying to get the ball moving here today. But I don't know if Urban's looking over his shoulder. I know the USC job's out there for some folks. But the college coach to the NFL thing never works. It's just a matter of time before he gets out of there. Nick Saban couldn't even make it in the NFL. So, I mean, I'm going all the way back to Lou Holtz and, you know, in the Jets.
Well, you're skipping Pete Carroll.
I was just going to say, well, Pete Carroll, but, yeah, he cheated, though.
Yeah, but Pete Carroll was a pro coach before he went to cheat
in
college.
Yeah, he did. Yep. And he learned under what you call it, the tuna.
Parcells.
He was under the tuna here.
Parcells.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I don't know if you answered this question a minute ago, but I was going to get your thoughts on, so far this season, has Trevor Lawrence ascended, and is Urban Meyer, we can say what you want about him possibly taking a college job, but is he the right guy to coach this dude up long term?
No, because he's never, you know, he had Alex Smith at Utah, so he's had some pro quarterbacks. and so forth. But his Ohio State guys never did anything in the pros. So I don't know if he's the right quarterback coach for Trevor. Trevor's, you know, he's having a bad first season. He's got nine touchdowns, eight interceptions. You want that to be a 2-to-1 ratio, not 1-to-1. They're trying to run the running back, James Robinson, and throw off of that. It hasn't been working out. He's been devoid of weapons too, Greg. DJ Shark got hurt. Jamal Agnew's out. Travis Etienne was drafted to help him. So, you know, they got to get some weapons around him. One guy can't really win in the NFL. You got to have some weapons around him.
So true, so true. Speaking about weapons for the Falcons, who's going to be back healthy today? Will Cordero Patterson be able to go today? What are you hearing?
Yeah, Cordero's questionable. I know I talked to Coach Friday, and he was very hopeful and optimistic that he would go. They're getting back Jalen Hawkins in the secondary. No new news on Calvin Ridley. Wish him the best as he deals with his well-being. But getting Cordarrelle Patterson back will help immensely, because then you don't have to try to lean too heavily on the rookie tight end. Quadrell Allison's out, Sam. He had a non-COVID related illness. So, you know, Mike Davis is going to get another shot at the running back spot here.
You know, you guys have I'm surprised nobody has said this, but maybe this is the end of the line. Titans released Adrian Peterson the other day, not too long ago. And you talk about Patterson not being there. Is that worthy of even a conversation at this point, or should Adrian shut it down in your mind, D-Led?
Yeah, he probably needs to shut it down and move on with his life's work, whatever that's going to be. He had a great career. And if the Falcons were interested, they had coaches in Detroit last year that know him. So, if it was a go for him, they would have done it already. So, yeah. Tennessee was, you know, in a bad place after Henry went down. So, you know, it was worth them taking a gamble. But, yeah, it might be time for him to move on and get into what his real life's work is going to be.
So, I guess the follow-up to something that you had said earlier. Excuse me. D. Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg here at Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Excuse me, I had a little something stuck down in there. But we started off by talking about what we saw last week and some overall comments about this team and Arthur Smith talking about the identity of this team, and then you chiming in talking about, well, it's all about talent. Well, as we sit here right now, Falcon fans wonder, if they're listening to your words, what can they expect out of this team for the rest of the season? If they don't have the talent, they can't find an identity, and it's hard for them because of the tape that people have got on them. What are we looking at for these last X amount of games?
Well, Greg, that's the good news. It's not many good teams in the NFL right now. So, you know, look at the rest of their schedule. All they got is Buffalo and Tampa Bay, but fortunately you got Tampa Bay next week. You know, you look at the rest of the schedule, you got Jacksonville, Detroit, the Saints are bad. Carolina's no great shake, and I'm missing one of the games. So, you know, they could win five of these last seven games and, be sitting, you know, pretty good at a 9-8, looking like they had a pretty good season during the rebuilding year. So that's the good thing, is that it's not a lot of really good teams out there that they have to play this year. I mean, other than going up to Buffalo week 16, and then next week against the Bucs, I'm sorry, they might be favored in five of these games. So that's what the Falcons fans have to look forward to, is, hey, let's beat these bad teams and, puff our record up, kind of mess up your draft position. But, hey, it's better to build off a winning foundation than a losing foundation.
D-Lewis, what do you attribute that to? I mean, some people I've talked to, a lot of people say, oh, what's wrong with the Falcons? I say, well, they got four wins. The majority of the league is five wins or less. I mean, why is that so this particular season?
Well, you know, Sam, it's the league is built for everybody to go 8-8. If you draft right, do certain things, you get a quarterback, you're going to be in every game. So, you know, it's the whole free agency era where you can't stockpile the talent. You know, that's why it was such a big deal when Tampa Bay re-signed everybody last year. That was one of the few times teams have been able to reload. So the other teams kind of got to go up and down. And if you start missing in the draft, then you lose your you know, status as a 500 club. And so some of the teams with good management and good drafting and good scouting, they, you know, have a shot to go to playoffs. The other teams that mess it up, you know, or you know, back in the draft every year like Detroit.
See, guys, we're back about Detroit.
Yeah, see, that's all right. We ain't going to go there. We got to let him go here in just a second. But okay. I do want to ask him, what was that side you really, really were looking forward to this Thanksgiving? What was the side?
Oh, of course, mac and cheese. I've been eating mac and cheese and ham for breakfast every day.
And on that note, we will say, have a safe flight down to Jacksonville.
Yep, yep. We and man, we reminded where he was. We were at the airport. Is it time for you to board yet?
Yeah, they're lining up, but I'm in main three, so I still got time.
All right, man. All right. D-Led, get us a win.
First class, people. All right, but first class, Wes Dorman, I'm already in on the plane, so I'm going to go get in line.
All right. Okay. All right.
Ooh, that says something, don't it, though?
It does.
D-Led, thank you, man. Yeah, Wes
all
is
right,
at Wes.
Take care, Sam. Thanks for having me.
As always, D. Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg. Yeah, that says something about Wes and Archer already on the plane.
They're already on the plane.
First class.
How about that?
D-Led is an established. He's a Renaissance man.
Yeah, he is,
and he is the voice of that. One of the voices of that team on print, at least.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not gonna be his agent here. I'm sure he'll get down there just like the rest of them. So, anyway, we are gonna let you know about some jobs going on in the film, and that's what Sam and I do.
Yes.
Doesn't even matter where. It's just that we are the only show. I'm gonna speculate. That on a regular basis lets you know about jobs, points out where the jobs are. And that is up next, the casting call. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whatever gets you through the night. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sam and I could not be more thankful that you have made us a part of your Sunday morning, our usual spot. And those of you that joined us on Thanksgiving morning and the Friday, Black Friday.
Yep.
We appreciate you too.
Yeah, we do.
We appreciate you too. Hey, you know about this song, man? You know the story behind this song?
I don't know the story, but what brought this song out?
Well, there's a reason for it. Today is the anniversary of the release of this song. This is Whatever Gets You Through the Night. John Lennon.
Right.
But the story behind it is what makes it interesting in that John Lennon had shut it down. He was done. Beatles broke up in 70, which is a whole other episode of Oprah. The fact that Adele just came out with her new album, right? It'd been 6 years since Adele released an album. In the 6 years that the Beatles landed and then broke up here in America,
right,
they became the Beatles. In 6 years, they landed here in 64, and then when they broke up 6 years later, became the biggest band of all time.
Right.
In a six-year span. It's just amazing. But Lennon shuts it down. He's tootling around, not really doing that much. Did Imagine, but wasn't performing. And so he writes this song, and him and his buddy Elton John get together, and Elton says, hey, I'm going to go on tour. Why don't you come and perform with me? And he goes, no, I'm done with that. I'm done performing. And Elton John says, no, I'm going to make you a bet. If this song goes to number one, you join me, Madison Square Garden, when I'm there.
Wow.
And Lennon says, nah, okay, sure, yeah, this is going to go to number one. And it did. And so John Lennon joined Elton John on stage and performed. It was the first people had seen him in forever. And, of course, he got up and did this song and a couple others. And then, again, kind of went to the on a back burner. A year later, his son, Sean, was born. And completely, you can bring that down, Dylan. And thank you very much for grabbing that. But his son, Sean, is born.
Okay.
And he completely puts the guitar down. Because he wasn't a dad for Julian Lennon. So he's going to make sure that he's there for Sean. So from 75, as the story goes, from 75 to 80, he doesn't do anything musically and is a pops. And then in 1980, he picks up the guitar, and he said in 2 weeks, Double Fantasy came out of him. It just kept pouring out.
Yep.
And album of the year, all these number one hits, and so on and so forth. And then, of course, we lose him later on that year. But that's just crazy. But anyway, I just want to throw that on. This was the anniversary of that song. Coming out 1974, and then that story behind it, and a lot of people feel that insignificant story that followed it, but anyway, still nonetheless part of the entertainment world. So
yeah. Let
me drive you guys to 929thegame.com/casting call. You are going to see this list of job opportunities, but more importantly, a list of the casting directors who, if you are remotely interested in dipping your toe into this business, this is the perfect time to do it. All right. There's a little bit of a lull in productions as far as specific needs. But believe me when I tell you, the pre-production and the locations people are working crazy right now, getting ready for what's next. And the productions that are going to start to ramp up not only in December a little bit, and then, of course, beginning of the year. So I have got some needs. Are you a stick shift driver? You like driving a stick?
No. I don't do it very well. There was not a vehicle at my house that forced me to learn, and I never had one.
I actually went out and bought one.
Really?
When I first learned how to drive a stick.
Can you even do that now? I don't even know you can even buy one now.
Well, there's certain cars, you have a manual.
You probably have to order it.
Well.
Yeah.
I enjoy driving stick shifts. I really did. I haven't done it in a while. But I bring it up because there's a need for those of you comfortable driving stick shifts. There is a scene that's being shot where they're going to be in Germany. It's supposed to be Germany, probably Conyers, but it's supposed to be Germany.
Conyers?
You know how everything around here, they make it look like other places in the
right.
country around the world.
That's
true. So Hilton Casting is doing Staircase. This is the HBO Max series. And there is a scene where it's supposed to be an exterior German neighborhood. Okay, so they need a cab driver and they need five other extras to drive European/German cars. And that's why they're looking for people who can specifically handle stick shifts, who can handle manual driven cars. So anyway, that's the reason I was bringing that up. You'll see that under Hilton Casting. Now, here's the other thing. Do you have any talent that you could do like a minute or two at a circus as some kind of performer? Meaning, can you juggle?
Not well, but I can. I could do it for a little while. I don't know how long.
Okay. Like, I can juggle, too.
Yeah, you do.
You know what? I bet you and I learn to juggle the same way. Because I learned sitting there waiting to get back on the court at tennis. And I would take the three balls out of the tennis, out of the tube, and I'd juggle them. That's how I learned to juggle.
Okay.
Tennis balls, man. So, anyway, Legacies, Casting All Talent.
Okay.
And this is a show that's done in Conyers. They're looking for those of you who have various acts, who can do various acts. And the way they wrote it was this: seeking various acts with an overall darker grunge vibe. Think Jim Rose, Circus Sideshow.
Okay.
All right. All types of acts can apply, but this is what they're looking for. And I never, well, I shouldn't say never, but I rarely put the prices down, the pay rate down. I did with these because they vary. And there's one that's actually four digits. Okay. So this isn't your regular extras job, although there is a need for those. So again, you'll see this under Casting All Talent, Legacies, Sideshow Performers. But Legacies is also looking for those of you 18 years and over who are still looking like high school students. There's a number of needs out there. Extras Casting Atlantis are looking for those of you who are vaccinated. Patrick's taken the reverse approach to this, where most of the other productions are asking, okay, we need this, we need this, we need this, and could you please let us know your vaccination status? Patrick is saying, nah, you just tell me if you're vaccinated, give me your stats, and I'm going to put you in, I'm going to just put you in some roles. Because among other shows, he does Walking Dead, but he's got like three projects that he's doing. And so you'll see this under Extras Casting Atlanta. Just if you are vaccinated, submit yourself, take some generic pictures, three generic pictures, headshot, waist up, and full body. Send it in there, let them know the days of your availability and your vaccination status, and he will place you.
Wow.
So it'll be a lot easier that way. This has made everybody pivot. We talked about how sports pivoted during this last year and a half. Well, so is this industry. And they're doing it in a way where they're not going to allow anybody to get up there, excuse me, and shut down a production again. Ain't going to happen. Not happening. The downside is they're having a hard time finding a lot of people. Not only in front of, but also behind the camera. Talked about this. People are making business decisions. So there are needs behind the camera. I walk you through how to find those help wanted that are plastered on Georgia.org.
Okay.
So, again, this is a good time during the holiday season to not only make a little bit of holiday money, give somebody a gift that's off the beaten path, maybe give them a workshop or an acting class, but also throw your name into the ring and let folks know this is what I'm interested in doing moving forward. And also, for those of you who've been wanting to, Sam, I'd like to do voiceover work.
Right.
Something you can do to put you, 6 feet under, as long as you got your voice.
Mm-hmm.
You can also have a little setup in your house, because you don't need a big old full-blown studio. I got a buddy who's doing this, and he put the microphone in his walk-in closet because of the acoustics in there. Has the setup outside on his desk, and then hits record and walks into the closet
yeah.
And records it.
Wow.
So my point is that there are different needs for those of you who are thinking to get into voiceover work. Maybe it's just updating your demo. Maybe it is a class. But whatever it is, Bill Seller or Atlanta Voiceover Studio can help you out. But again, another gift. Like I said, off the beaten path.
Yep.
But you get yourself a little setup in your house to do voiceover work, wherever it is, whether you got a window in that room or not, the whole family can do it. It depends on you guys. You just have to establish the respect level. Okay, think about this as the stove, like the stoves. You get some equipment, you spend some money, you go to Guitar Center, you go wherever, you got a room, you got the voiceover equipment there, and you are using it. Get yourself a little setup on one of the sites where you're uploading your auditions. Boom. But maybe you got a family, X amount of kids, husband or wife wants to do it, boyfriend or girlfriend wants to do it. They can join you. Once you establish the respect level in the house, you got a whole lot of people that could bring in money into that house. Because think of it like the stove. Everybody uses the stove in the house, right? But they respect it because they know they can get burned by it. So you don't play with this equipment. You use it for what it's there for. And you start early. And if you got some young kids, you start like sports. You start letting them know how to deal with hearing no. Or at least getting a no.
Right.
And how to pick yourself back up and get back in there. And it's all about your range when it comes to voiceover work. I'm not about characters, and there's a need for that too.
Right.
But where does your voice go? Does it start off sounding sultry and this and that? You can do them old liquor ads and all that. Or, and then go from that to, you know, being a family out at Six Flags. So that's what that demo will do. And there's people who will teach you with that. So again, it's Bill Seller and Atlanta Voiceover Studio. And there's many more people who do this. I'm just giving you a couple to get started. You guys got any questions about any of this stuff? It's greg.clarksonodyssey.com. And again, you can also see the list right now. It's up on Get Cast with Greg on Twitter. But I don't want to push too much right now because, again, the holiday is here and like Destination Casting, January is doing Terror Lake Drive. She's doing First Wives Club. She's doing Saints and Sinners. Saints and Sinners is in its sixth season. First Wives Club is in its third season. Terror Lake Drive is in its second season. So, again, the needs are there. The specifics are what's lacking for all of these because right now they just want to build up their database.
And I got to tell you something else, Greg.
Go ahead, man.
You know, I'm at home. I got family from out of town. And, like, on Black Friday after we got, you know, done doing the show, I come back home and, like, folks in the house, they're watching all these court TV shows. And I'm like, that was done at this place in town. That one's done at the other place in town.
Uh-huh.
I said that was. I was telling them like all the places that are, that these shows are done here in town.
And do they have you ever sat? And I know you used to work in the same building and walk by them,
right?
But have you ever sat in one of those shows?
No.
You know anybody who's ever sat in them?
I do not. But there are people there. Always people there, ready to do it.
You get paid. That's why
there are people always.
You get
there.
Paid. They pay you and feed you.
They pay you and they feed you.
Yeah,
you come in there and sit and watch and look concerned.
Yeah,
you're in a court, right? You got to look concerned.
My little knucklehead nephew used to go downtown Chicago. He used him and his buddies like. Couple times a week would go to the Jerry Springer tapings.
I always wanted to go to that. I always wanted to go to one of those, man.
He called me up and said, "Oh, you got to watch what's coming up on November 30th. I was at that taping. You ain't going to believe what you're going to see." He would always be calling.
Yeah.
But they taped it in downtown there, right there across the street from the Wrigley building.
Yeah. I thought they did it in NBC, didn't they?
Well, it was that particular building,
that big building
was across the street there, right there at the Wrigley building. It's a right there at the river.
Yeah, the river.
Where the river is.
And you go down up under, and the Billy Goat down up under there?
Yeah, not far from there. Yeah, not far from there.
Yeah. I know a little Chicago. A little bit.
I need to get you
in there,
man. I know
just enough to get myself in trouble when I get up there. I know just enough to get in trouble.
No, when you come with me, you get in trouble. We head into the 9 o'clock hour. We are going to be talking NFL, of course, on this NFL Sunday. We're also going to be talking NBA and the Hawks. Got it nice during when they played Memphis, but they had a hiccup against the Knicks. And what's coming up? Well, Terrell Thomas can tell us what we keep an eye out for in this team and not worry about this, but have some concerns there. He gives us all the information. He's joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. But right now, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.